What about the issue of brain metastasis in the metastatic setting? We've seen patients who seem to have the disease controlled peripherally that are progressing and even dying of CNS disease. What do you know about the sites of metastasis in these adjuvant
We have
trials?
also looked at this issue, and at this time, there does not appear to be increased overall risk of brain metastasis in patients assigned to trastuzumab versus those assigned to chemotherapy alone. This is what I would expect because in the metastatic setting, and also based on preclinical models, we don't have any data that trastuzumab leads to brain metastasis. What happens is that this is a very large molecule that does not get into the central nervous system. So the central nervous system appears to be serving as a sanctuary in the setting of metastatic disease. So when we have excellent systemic control, then these problems in the brain occur. However, we're taking this as an opportunity as we develop new clinical trials in the setting of HER2-positive breast cancer. And the agent we're most interested in incorporating is lapatinib. And it is because of the potential of this novel anti-HER2/anti-HER1 tyrosine kinase inhibitor of crossing the blood-brain barrier and potentially controlling brain metastasis.